Good afternoon. This is Jamie Roberts at the Wrangell Emergency Operations Center. Wrangell currently has one active case of COVID-19 in the community. It was determined to be community spread. As of today, the total case count for the state of Alaska is 33,797 cases. That's an increase of 4,254 cases from last week. As of today, 753 people have required hospitalization. That includes 102 new hospitalizations over the last week. And as of today, 121 people have died. Seven of those deaths have occurred during the last week. For more data, you can visit the COVID Data Hub at covid19.alaska.gov. For local case information and resources, you can visit wranglecovid19.org. Community spread continues to occur throughout the state. The state of Alaska is still continuing to encourage Alaskans to work from home if possible, limit the number of places you visit during the week, wear a mask in the presence of others outside your household, even when you are 6 feet apart, delay unnecessary travel, stay home if you are sick, and keep washing your hands. While the number of people testing positive upon arrival into Alaska has quintupled over the last few weeks, the spread throughout the state is still being driven by gatherings and parties. Please continue to find creative and alternative ways of maintaining connections with family and friends. Teach your kids the lost art of letter writing. Get together with your friends for an online game session. Each week, we are getting closer to vaccines being available. The longer we can stay strong, the better the outcome for all Alaskans. Community asymptomatic testing will be available on Saturday at the Search Clinic parking lot from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Search will discontinue the free asymptomatic testing program consortium-wide on December 19th. The EOC continues to receive many calls about travel and what you can do when you return home from travel. This information applies to Alaska residents traveling back to Wrangell after being out of state. So if you've traveled out of state and are returning home, you have three options. You can test within 72 hours of returning home. You need to then do strict social distancing for 5 days upon arrival in Wrangell, or longer if you still haven't received your results yet. If you don't test before coming into Wrangell, you can test upon arrival at the airport and strict social distance for 5 days or until you receive your results if that takes longer than 5 days. So the minimum amount of time you could be strict social distancing is 5 days, and the longest could be until you get your results. Therefore, it's beneficial for multiple reasons that you test before you return to Wrangell. You can also choose to quarantine for 14 days instead of testing. It is also strongly recommended that you take a second test between 5 to 14 days of your initial test. You will get a voucher in your travel portal, and you can return to the airport to take the second test for free. This second test helps ensure that you weren't infected during travel. For Alaska residents that are traveling within the state of Alaska, if you're traveling within Alaska from one community to another that is on the road system, and that includes communities connected via the Alaska Marine Highway System, you are not required to test or strict social distance. However, some road communities may have local requirements, so it's always a good idea to check with that community before traveling. You do have an option to test at the Wrangell Airport when you return, and that is recommended since there is community spread happening in most areas of Alaska. If you are traveling from a community on the road system to a community that is not on the road system, you must get tested within 72 hours prior to travel, and you should not travel until you get your results. You should also get a second test 5 days after arrival. If you have questions about travel, please continue to send them to travel@wrangell.com. Take care, Wrangell.